Livewire with Ling Pang.
Welcome to Livewire. This is Ling Pang. Today, I'm joined by Carolina Glini.
Yes, indeed. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. The weather is similar to where you are today, isn't it? Nice and sunny.
Yes. That's the best.
I'm very impressed with your career as a manager, as a producer. You produce many, many bands, and including your father, the composer, Ivan Glini.
Yes, that's the worst. That's the hardest because it's a different style of music. So now for the first time, he's doing a dance track, and that's more my territorium. But his music is so beautiful, fairly straight from the heart. But now he is making the straight from the heart melody with a dance beat. And I finally can recognize myself in it, because in the past I used to have a dance label. In the 90s, I had a very, very successful dance label, Game Records. And so I've stopped for a while, but I have been asking my father for 25 years, please start again with producing music. And he did. So I needed to restart also again.
Really delightful news that your father's back with a brilliant new single. Tell us about the new single.
Yes, Fata Morgana.
What's Fata Morgana mean in English?
Fata Morgana, that's in the desert. When you are walking in the desert, you don't have water anymore and you think you see things. You know, when you think you're in the desert, you see the trees and you see water and you see everything. You think you see something. That's a Fata Morgana.
The single is now released.
Yes, it has been released.
It's all over Europe and England because you're from Belgium.
Yes, it's a digital release. It's not on a single or CD because they don't sell anymore, but it's a digital release worldwide. And we are already getting reactions on YouTube worldwide.
The video come with it. It's amazing. Who produced the video for the track?
Well, the guys that I always work with from Camera Works in Belgium. And they are very good. They also did a video clip of Don't Take My Dream Away, of Happiness, of Winter Memories. And now this one is more an international look because the song is also a little bit more in the Eastern. I call it East meets West sound because it's a Spanish guitar in it, but it's also the typical sound from the Middle East that's in it. And then with the European dance beat, as we say, it makes a combination that is a new sound, a new style of music, and then a very good gimmick in it.
I understand your father, Ivan Glini, he produced and composed this track.
Composed and produced, yes.
How long did it take him to come up with this beautiful tune?
Well, he always says it takes as long as the song takes, because it's in a moment, he has an idea, he starts playing it, and then from there he's building on. But he's making, if this one is a cut, because the original one is also on his album Music Forever, but that's really the melodic one, the remix. And now he made a dance mix of it, and it all started in the studio just as a joke. There was a little bit time left, and he was in the studio, and he said, oh, well, let's do something with it. And for the first time, he said to the guy from the studio, you don't send it to my daughter, because she's going to do everything with it. But that was at the time when Music Forever, the album, was released. And that's a complete different style. And that's why I was not supposed to hear it. But then Theo from the studio, he sent it anyway to me. And I was immediately like, wow, this is it. This is dancing. This is summer. This is what it has to take. But then it took me 2 years before I released it, because I had a little bit of health problems and I didn't do a lot. Mm-mm. But now I restarted, and that's why we are now trying to make it the after summer hit.
How are you feeling now? Are you feeling much better physically? You look really well.
Thank you.
So being a manager, tell me about your career in terms of management. I believe you manage other bands as well, and that had number one hit in Europe. Do you want me to tell me about that?
Yes. That was in the 90s. In the 90s, I had a very successful dance label, Game Records. And in the first place, I was manager only from a boy band, Bibi Jerome and the Bang Gang. But yeah, you know how it works. I was a woman in this business and an all man, so they tried everything to get rid of me. And then I said, okay, whatever. And I restarted with a girl band called Def Dames Dope. And then I said, I'm not going to make the record companies rich again. I am going to do everything myself, because if I have everything in my hands, then I can control everything. And the whole point is that I started as manager, as label, as publisher. Of course, it's not that easy because, you know, music business, it's all about the money. It's big major companies, they invest millions in groups, especially the UK, the USA, big territories, really investing a lot of money. So I had licensing deals, but there are also a lot of territories that I didn't have licensing deals. So I needed to do everything myself. And of course, I'm a little label. I'm not a big major label. And that's not helping. So if you know what I mean.
I know, being a female and you managed to succeed eventually. Yes. Was it very difficult at the start when you're approaching companies and they know that you're a female? How did you prove yourself that you could be just as good as a male management?
Yeah, well, a lot of male hormones help in this business. Yeah, it's true. I needed to fight myself into the male event.
The male world.
The male world.
You have managed to have hits around the world. Well, of course, with problem, but nothing is easy in this world, isn't it?
No, that's true. But it's just push, 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 and keep on pushing. And I remember when I was only the manager of Bibi Jerome and the Bang Gang, that all the males, we scored 5 number one hits here in Belgium.
Well done.
And it was like, oh yeah, she was lucky. But then again, I did the same with Def Dames Dope. And then I was and record company manager, everything. Then the guys were like, it's not luck, not only luck. You have to have the right track. You have to have the right attitude. They have the right artists around you that really want to work and go for it. There's a lot of things that you have to take care of, because it's being a woman, especially in Belgium, they really were like, oh yeah, she's trying. But then after Def Dames Dope, I had another success and another success. So, and that was like, and I remember one day there were troubles with the girl band, as usual with artists. They wanted to have another manager, but I needed to stay record company for them. So what happened? I just I said, okay, we're going to try to find. Nobody wanted to work with him. And there was one guy here in Belgium, and also a colleague of me who was manager of Belgian bands, very successful. And he said to me, Carolina, you are doing scoring around different territories outside Belgium. We don't know how to handle that. And that was the point that I was saying to myself, you did it good. Because they didn't want to take over the girl band, because there were not a lot of managers from working in Belgium doing things outside Belgium. And of course, you go with the flow. It happens. So they call you to come on tour for promo and this and that. So you go and you go and you go and you need to push and push and push. That's the only way.
Have you got a big fan base in Europe and in UK and in America?
You mean for my father or for the rest?
For your father.
For my father. Well, I am working on that. Mm-hmm. That's not easy. That's always the same, building and building and building. And trying and hoping to find the right partners that really would like to go with it. But these days it's completely different than the 90s. In the 90s it was another world. Now it's all social media, and of course I haven't been doing anything for 12 years, so I've lost a piece of the social media thing, because I had a complete different life. I was married. I built another company together with my husband, a ship repair. Completely different.
Do you share similar passion in like cooking and holidays and things like that, or you?
Well, I cook and he eats. He loves
he
my food.
Dishes.
I love to cook,
Aww.
And it seems I'm a good cook. Everybody tells me that.
Yeah.
So the job he's doing, I do the paperwork,
yeah.
And for the rest, we have one passion together. That's with the boat.
Yeah.
We
Yeah.
go on a boat trip, and. When he takes in the weekend free, then normally we go with the boat for one weekend together in
Yeah.
Holland, Belgium,
Yeah.
those territories, because you cannot go too far. So that's one thing we have in common. And
Yeah.
for the rest, if he said you want to do music, it's your job, you do whatever. And he's sometimes not happy because when I'm in a new release, that still I haven't forget. It's 24 hours. That my father restarted, I really needed to restart from zero because the basics are completely different than in the 90s. In the 90s, you had a song, you had a band, you go on television, you do radio, you go on tour, and then you built like that. We did with Def Dame Stop, the pre-program of LaToya Jackson in South Africa.
Yes.
And maybe not to say, but it was the truth. LaToya Jackson, she really asked a lot of money for interviews, really. And because of that,
yes.
Def Dame Stop got all the interviews. We did in 14 days, we did 5 shows. We had 44 interviews. We had more than 20 TV recordings and radio recordings. And that's also a little bit of luck you need to have.
And then let's go back to your father, a very lovely person, great sense of humor. He has composed and produced more than 150 songs and in different genres. He's not just in one particular genre. He had produced music in romantic songs and tango and bossa nova. He's a very talented man and he's continued to produce more music. Do you think you want to become a full-time management for your father now?
Well, everything will depend on what's going to happen with Fata Morgana. There is another track coming on, also a dance track. It's a premiere. But everything will depend on what's going to happen now with this song.
Yeah. So with Games Records, it's a management company that you set up and you are the sole management of that. Are you currently working with other bands as well in conjunction with your father, or your father is the one that you're focusing on at the moment?
At this moment, it's only my father I'm focusing on. And I don't know if I'm going to continue with other artists because I'm getting older. Point one, I am married. It's another thing because in the 90s, I was flying from one country to another. And my relationship during that days was also with one of my artists, and he got everywhere around the world with me in the pre-program of Def Dame Stop. But when our relationship stopped, I realized that it's not easy for being a woman and having a relationship in the music business, because men, they can go from one country to another around the world and the women stay at home. But as a woman, it's not that easy to say to your husband, now I'm going, bye-bye, and just fix your own food and everything. And that's why my life has changed. And I really hope that I can really succeed with this track from my father, with Fata Morgana. And then we will see what happens. But touring and going from one country to another, I'm not going to do anymore.
What about your father? Has he planned any trips or shows in the near future?
No, he's more a composer, producer than a performing artist. He gets on stage a Hammond's organ, a B3, and that thing, it's 190 kilos. So if he needs to go from one place to another, it's a heavy duty. And that's why he prefers making music, composing music.
He told me, I said, how hard do you work? Last time when we talked, he said he would go to the studio first thing in the morning for about 12 hours before a show. That's how dedicated he is. That's how passionate he is about music, isn't it?
Yeah.
And he also worked as a builder before. Is he still working as a builder?
As a demolition man.
Yeah. He said
Yeah, still. He's 77. He's still every morning he wakes up and go working. Yeah, he's a little bit obsessed by it, I think.
He doesn't look that age. He's so energetic, you know.
Yes.
I think it's wonderful that he's putting his focus back on music, because his music is much loved by many people who have already heard his music. I remember some of his songs when we talked last time. I love it. God, Don't Take My Dream Away.
Yes.
Remember that? And then there was a few more.
Happiness.
That's
Sunny
right.
Groove.
That was so beautiful. Can you sort of give us some idea? His music would be, do you think it would be like somewhere for films?
I am working on that, but that's not easy. Yeah? That is that's really the lottery, yeah? Because everybody wants to be in the movies. So I have a very good agent in America, and they love his music, but it's the right time, the right place, the right moment for the right song. Plus, we also have now the problems with the strikes in America.
Oh, yes, the actors' strike. And let's hope that when people hear the song, which I'd like you to introduce, if you're a filmmaker and you want to use the music, contact Carolina.
Yes. The more, the better.
Do you know Steve Osborne very well?
Yeah. In the 90s.
You knew Steve all this time?
All this time. I had my own record company in the UK for 4 years.
Long-time friends.
Since the 90s, since 94. 93.
Have you always maintained contact with Steve Osborne?
And when I was married, I've lost contact because I didn't do a lot anymore in the music business. But when I restarted, I called him, and he's doing again a little bit of my promotion.
Can you tell us how do we get hold of your dad's music?
Yes. Steve has the backlinks of everything, so I can send you also. You can everywhere on digital platforms, on all digital platforms worldwide, you can have the albums. Also his back catalogue, there are 3 albums from the past, Evangelini and his music. Then Music Forever, the last album is on it. And then now the Fata Morgana single is also on it. So you can on everywhere.
And would you like to introduce the new single your father, Ivan Glini, has just released?
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce the new song Fata Morgana by Ivan Glini. Let's dance on it.
Fabulous. Thank you so much.
LiveWire is produced by Steve Osborne Media. Steve Osborne Media.